Good evening. This is Times of India Radio and here is today's news. French Ambassador to India Alexander Ziegler on Thursday refuted a report that Rafale fighter jets in Qatar were used to train Pakistani officers. The French ambassador officially denied and said that this was fake news. Earlier, a media report had alleged that Qatar was handed over the first lot of Rafale fighter jets and Pakistani exchange officers were the first batch of pilots to be trained for Qatar in November 2017. According to the report, the jets were delivered to Qatar as part of the €6.3 billion agreement for the purchase of 24 Rafale jets in May 2015. The report came in the midst of a simmering political slugfest over procurement of Rafale jets by the Modi government from France. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was arrested by British police on Thursday after they were invited into the Ecuadorian embassy, where he has been holed up since 2012. The police said that they arrested Assange after being invited into the embassy by the ambassador, following the Ecuadorian government's withdrawal of asylum. Assange had taken refuge in Ecuador's London embassy in 2012 to avoid being extradited to Sweden, where authorities wanted to question him as part of a sexual assault investigation. That probe was later dropped, but Assange fears he could be extradited to face charges in the United States, where federal prosecutors are investigating WikiLeaks. The Congress on Thursday alleged serious security breach in party president's security cover and said that there is a threat to Rahul Gandhi's life in Amethi. The Congress has written to the Ministry of Home Affairs regarding the matter. In its letter to the MHA, the Congress claimed that a green laser, possibly from a sniper gun, was pointed at Rahul Gandhi's head during a media interaction in Amethi on Wednesday. In what seemed like a last-ditch effort to woo the electorate, candidates took to social networking platforms such as WhatsApp, as well as newspapers to circulate promotional material hours before voting was set to begin, violating the model code of conduct. While Congress candidate Arvind Chauhan circulated promotional material through WhatsApp, a simulated ballot paper showing a voter which button to press, others, like the BSP-SP-RLD Alliance candidate Satveer Nagar, published an advertisement in a Hindi daily with a similar message. Ghaziabad's Congress candidate Dolly Sharma published promotional material in a Hindi daily on Wednesday.